Usually, students get to class early to pick out a good seat. Get to Kent and Ramsey's class early, and you'll hear Jay-Z's music playing in the room. The artist is the subject of a debut course called The Life and Times of S. Carter. Sean Carter is the given name of the Brooklyn-born rapper who's produced a string of hits, including this one 15 years ago. Jay-Z's more than a rapper. Ramsey says he's practically a modern-day Frederick Douglass, or Richard Wright, or Malcolm X. The professor says themes in his music are just as significant as the writings and speeches of these historical African-American figures. That's because the music is literature.
I know we're in a college classroom, we're studying literature, and it's supposed to be so serious, so this, it stood the test of time. But I want to remind you guys of something, okay? Literature was meant to entertain.
Ramsey's students are breaking down Jay-Z's lyrics for meaning, and connecting those lyrics to the Black American experience today. Like in Jay-Z's song, Public Service Announcement, where he dips into his past as a former drug dealer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself, my name is Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z.
That's a lot right there. What's going on in those first three lines? Oh, he like, I ain't a drug dealer anymore, get away from that, I'm not a drug dealer anymore. I'm reintroducing myself, I'm a businessman. I am respectable, I'm of high society.
During his lecture, Ramsey says the great African-American writers are often recognized for their honest storytelling of American life, and that Jay-Z's no different.
This is how he explains, this is how he talks to us, this is how he tells an American story. This dude from Marcy Projects, a drug dealer, is pulling on all of these particular things to communicate with us. Think about that, you guys!
Ramsey picked Jay-Z because he's been around since the 90s and produced several albums. His longevity means that there's plenty of material to study.
Not only do we judge rap careers, but we judge writing careers off that too. How often do people stay in the public eye? How often do they command the attention through their works, through their stories? And that's one of the reasons I think Jay-Z is so important and so valuable as a literary figure.
Ramsey says Jay-Z is most similar to Frederick Douglass. In their work, they both explore about how they made lives better for themselves. For Douglass, it was escaping slavery. For Jay-Z, it was about getting out of the drug trade.
It seems like he describes that as captivity. You know, so he's talking about this idea of going from captivity to from freedom, from north to south, from Brooklyn to Manhattan in a lot of different ways.
Ramsey's 27. He grew up listening to Jay-Z's music and got the idea for the class after reading Jay-Z's autobiography. UT Arlington is among many colleges across the country that offer courses based on musician lyrics. Elsewhere, there are courses on The Beatles, Kendrick Lamar, and Madonna. Even Ramsey's older brother in Illinois teaches a class about a trio of rappers. Ramsey students like this unique way of learning. 24-year-old Ayana Dixon's an English major. She didn't even know the class was about Jay-Z when she signed up for it.
You know, I think it's something different. You know, I'm not going to say other classes are boring. It's just kind of, you know, the same thing, the same repetition. So to teach it like this, it's more entertaining and it makes you actually want to learn.
Ramsey says he's happy with his new class. He's going to offer another lyrics course in the fall. Or as Jay-Z might say, he's ready for his encore. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.